Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Michi.
You know, my grandmother had this song she used to sing to me when I was a kid, and she thought it was very funny. And it goes like this. You should never push your granny off the bus. You should never push your granny off the bus. You should never push your granny because she's your mammy's mammy. You should never push your granny off the bus. And I think about my grandmother a lot.
You do.
In life. I think about my grandmother a lot. She was very, very influential and a very mystical little old woman, you know, full of mysticism and quirkiness and, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And warmth, and she represent. You ever heard that song, Grandma's Feather Bed?
No.
9 feet high, 6 feet wide. And it was John Denver sang it. Grandma's feather bed. And it was Grandma's feather bed. My grandmother's had a feather bed.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd get into the mattress and you'd just sink into the mattress. And then she had a feather duna. And it was probably it was the worst fucking thing you could have been. But you just, and for me as a little boy, I always saw it as huge. I'd have to climb up onto this thing, you know.
But did you feel safe there? Did you feel loved
there? She'd come in and it smelt of mothballs. And she'd come in and she'd get on the bed beside you and give you a cuddle and have a chat with you, you know. And she was such a dear old woman. And it lived in this little cottage and, you know, it was very Irish.
Yeah.
Beckon thing, you know, and I think it's important for us in our lives to think about the people that were like that for us. Mm. You know, we all have someone like that in some way, and yeah, sometimes they're only in your life for a short amount of time, for a day, even an hour, 10 minutes, it doesn't matter. But for me, that's my go-to comfort spot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, a little part of where you get inspiration.
Yeah, yeah,
and feel loved, and that's what we're talking about anyway. Mm. This podcast is just to see where did we get inspiration and where do we connect with our inspiration.
Yeah.
You got any? I want to go through, because a lot of people have asked us about this, you know, about where we get some of our inspiration from. So, you know, that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of inspiration from your granny.
Yeah.
And you still do, because you still talk to her.
Yeah.
I still
have her picture beside my bed.
Well, I know that you've got something going on in your life if your granny's picture is beside your bed.
Right.
If it's on the mantelpiece where it normally lives, I know you're okay.
Yeah.
But otherwise, if you've got granny beside your bed, I'm like, oh, he's talking to her every night at the moment.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? So.
Go on.
Yeah. Well, nothing other than the fact I like that. I think even, you know, when particularly Lexi and Lola, but when they come over to my place, the first thing they do is they'll jump over onto the bed.
Yeah.
And they'll plonk, like Lexi will set her little space up on the bed.
Right.
Because she knows that's like she's going to get the nighttime ritual and the nighttime cuddles and all the things, and they love the bed. Do you know what I mean? I was thinking about your grandmother there, and I'm like, it's because that there's that extra little bit of love. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's that extra little bit of connection that they don't get every single day.
Yeah.
And I think that's lovely. You know, I think that's lovely.
Yeah.
So do you have any songs that are inspirational for you?
No.
Ever? Of course you do.
Edge of Love. I really like Edge of Love.
You love your techno stuff.
Love my techno
stuff. Is it inspirational for you because it brings you back into a place where you were in flow states often?
Yeah, so you can let go.
you can let go.
Because, you know, I'm on all the time. That's my mode is on.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? People have different modes. They have rest mode. They've, you know, sleepy mode. I have an on mode. And I took the day off yesterday, right?
How was that for you?
Fucking terrible. Because I'm up at 5:30 and I'm in the gym, and then I'm supposed to be taking the day off. I can't lie in. I can't lie in bed.
You don't need to lie in to take the day off. It's just, and you're not even taking the day off. You're just not coming into work and being focused on work all day because you've done it on the weekend. Yeah.
But I was around at the new bike store and helping the guys get stuff done.
That's okay.
It is. But it's still on. Do you know what I mean? And then Eamon came up and I was doing some stuff with Eamon and went and had lunch with him, and you know, and then, you know, you're psychoanalyzing yourself and, you know, and psychoanalyzing Eamon and making sure he's all right and I'm all right. God. And, you know,
I feel like
I'm on all the time. So the places that I
switch,
listening
to that sort of music helps you to feel
Well, because that's what would happen. You'd walk into a place where people just don't care anymore. Do you know what I mean? They just drop all inhibitions and they just let go.
Like I agree. I love that. I love listening. But there's times for me, like if I'm walking, when I'm walking in the morning, I won't listen to the techno stuff. Mm-hmm. I listen to generally 80s music because not all, it doesn't have to be just all 80s music, but anything that just because that's when for me, when I was a kid, I wasn't even really like music wasn't a thing. So on Saturday mornings, I would get to listen to music and I would do it while I was doing the cleaning and stuff like that. And that was my freedom. I know that that sounds weird, but that was where I could kind of escape into. So I like listening to stuff that has lyrics that are – and then I also – when I think about inspirational stuff, I think about stuff that – especially when I was teaching that I used to use with the kids when I used to do their, you know – presentations at the end of, you know, the year and things like that and stuff that I would help with them, you know, in terms of that. So I like that sort of stuff, things with lyrics that are – I love the techno stuff for the just letting go. And dancing in the morning oftentimes is a way that I do that and I find inspiration just being in my own space. Mm. But, yeah, that for me it's like songs that have some sort of meaning to them that I can – that are kind of uplifting – and, you know, have lyrics that are uplifting. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So, yeah, that's mine. Have you got movies that are inspirational to you or types of movies?
Yes, I do. I love film and there's been loads of movies. And I'm sure we've said it before on other podcasts, but there's a couple that are real great, really, really great movies that I think are inspirational. You know, In America, I think In America was a really, really great movie.
Such an old film now when you think about
it. Such an old film, yeah. Really great movie. My Left Foot, another really inspiring movie. Just shows the human spirit. Did you know, right, My Left Foot, yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis. Do you know what Daniel Day-Lewis does when he's not in movies?
What does he do?
Have a guess.
I don't know.
Just have a guess.
I don't know. I'm not going to guess. I'm not going to randomly guess. Just tell me. I probably have heard it before.
Okay.
Tell me.
He's a cobbler. He's a cobbler.
Right.
Yeah, he makes shoes when he's not acting. One of the greatest actors of our time, Daniel Day-Lewis. My God, I mean, name an actor that's better than Daniel Day-Lewis.
I don't know. I'm not going to get into this discussion with you right now because this is not about that. But anyway.
But I'm just saying, he's a cobbler. A lot of Daniel Day-Lewis's movies I've really loved.
You like that. Yeah.
Really, really in love. Really loved. But I love watching the growth of an actor over time.
Mm.
You know, observing the growth of an actor when they go from a kid through to, you know, being in their 40s and nearly their 50s is fucking amazing. You know, like absolutely amazing. You know, you watch somebody hone their technique and become really, really capable in any role of becoming a completely different character. Well, leaving the character that they are and becoming a character and embodying a character that is...
It's like, very cool. Yeah, no, I get that. It's
very interesting to watch. So that's one of the reasons I love movies.
Mm.
You know, I'm a big fan of Leonardo DiCaprio. I love Leonardo DiCaprio. Mm. You know, he's just so good at his craft, you know. Mm. And he's a great example of someone, you know, from the Basketball Diaries right through to where he is now. Like, just incredible. Mm. Like, an incredible, incredible actor. And I think...
I saw him first in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Which I liked.
But you can tell why producers like Scorsese love him so much and cast him so much, because if he's going to be in a fucking movie, the movie's going to hit it, you know?
I like lots of different types of movies, but when I was younger, I liked stuff like Dead Poets Society, things like that, movie, where you've got – I loved that, like loved that so much.
That's great.
Where you've got like a cool message in the movie. Things like V for Vendetta, where she just goes through this experience and that the message, I like the messages that movie, and I like it when there's a twist and stuff like that, but I like something that's meaningful. I love something that's fluffy and entertaining as well, but for me, inspirational is when there's a meaningful thing. Like, I know, you know, Harry Potter, if you're listening to, this is books though, but the movies kind of do something similar, but there's a whole message in that series in terms of, you know, we talk about the sacred number of seven and, you know, that Voldemort splits himself up into seven pieces. And the fact that Harry has to go in and be prepared to die in order to live. Like, yeah, there's lots of really cool messages and stuff like that. So I just love when there's messages and stuff. I love watching movies with kids where I can share the messages. Do you know one of the greatest, the really, really cool animated one that I loved was it's called Coco.
Oh, yeah.
Bawling my eyes out at that. That was Coco's so lovely, movie, yeah, you know. But so I love
but, when I mean, isn't that a great example of how a narrative can be taken up by a production team and a producer? And in that case, you don't need a great actor. Do you know what I mean? You just need a great narrative.
And then and Inside Out is the same. It really shows the parts of a human psyche.
Yeah.
And they're just doing it in such a way where it's fun and helps kids understand. And, you know, I love that movie.
It explains that cycle of, oh, this is what's going on in my brain when I'm doing this at this age, you know, and at this time, and I'd be acting out like this. And I'm not alone. Yeah. Everybody does it that way, you know.
100%. Okay. Podcasts, dare I ask, podcasts. What's your inspiration?
Anything to do with anything to do with the flat earth?
Man crush? Come on, be honest.
I love Joe Rogan. But anything to do with you know,
anything that's inspiring to you, really. Yeah, like anything that's inspiring. Anything like to do with ancient civilization, stuff like that.
Like, I love Gaia as a channel. Gaia as a channel is amazing. There's just so much really great stuff on there. It's really good.
I think for me with podcasts, I like stuff that is what I'm into at the time. So oftentimes it's not always podcasts. Sometimes it's audio books. Do you know what I mean? Like, real at the moment, I'm very much into Alison Armstrong and listening to her understanding. And, you know, we've had John Gray on our podcast many times, but Alison Armstrong is like another version of John Gray, where she shows you what's going on in the genders. We're going to see if we can, you know, show us what's happening in the genders and what's happening, how you can communicate, you know, to, you know, because we always talk about AM and FM, and she's just got some really cool ways of describing what's going on for men, what's going on for women, and why we communicate in certain ways. So I'm into her at the moment, but like, depends on, like, I had a massive female crush on Esther Perel. She's awesome with the relationship
she's
stuff.
Amazing,
she's so cool. So it just
and
depends.
She's quite
on,
sexy. And
yeah. Well, I think it's the accent for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
But she's. Like, I just, it depends on what I'm into at that time. I like some of Joe Rogan's stuff, but I don't listen to everything because
I mean, I
I'm
don't
not
listen to everything. Everybody thinks I listen to every Joe Rogan. I don't. I listen
it's
to
something
stuff
that's inspiring.
That is in line with what I like.
Oh, yeah.
I like some of the comedic stuff. Like, Joe's obviously a comedian, but he talks a lot to comedians, and there's a lot of MMA fighters are comedians. Like, I've never realized how many MMA fighters are comedians. It's pretty crazy. But I like listening to Joe and some of his stuff because I think he's thorough and I like that.
Yeah. Books, I listen to audio, so I probably
same with me. Books.
Like, you like Stealing Fire, Stephen Kotler.
I like lots of stuff by Stephen Kotler. I think that stuff is really good. And, you know, there's always books throughout the years that have etched something in the consciousness of people. It's, you know, the Celestine Prophecy, the 19th Sight, all that sort of stuff. They're great books. Conversations with God, 1 and 2 were pretty good. 3 was a bit like, but I like all that stuff. I love that. I love that.
Okay, so we were talking about this earlier, though, that oftentimes it's a couple of, like, even though these things are inspirational to us, sometimes even more so, are different people hanging out with certain people, and there's certain times in our lives that we get inspiration. So in terms of people, like, we were just out for breakfast this morning, right?
Yeah.
Sitting and having a chat and just having bringing somebody else in, we were chatting to somebody else. But just getting somebody else's perspective, like, that's so inspiring for me. It's asking questions, getting ways that different people think about things. And even, you know, he was telling us how, you know, going and spending time with people that know more than you, where you're the dumbest person in the room in terms of this area, because you're not going to grow unless you learn from that. So I really like that. I like spending time with people who challenge me, who ask me how I think, but also show me their way of thinking and how it's different. And, you know, I think that's super inspiring. For me also, kids are really inspiring. Like I love spending time with kids because I feel like their way of viewing the world is so different and fresh and just so, you know, oftentimes with your kids, with, you know, with my kids, you know, my nieces and nephews and stuff, asking questions and getting to see how they answer certain questions and just literally having conversations. I love it so much because I just get a different perspective on how I see
things. I think as well for me, and because I'm on all the time, being able to let go, you know, just switch off and plug in. Do you know what I mean?
So this is like different times, you mean, that you...
Yeah. I try to once a week be able to just let go, you know, tune out and plug in and that's...
So there's lots of ways we do that, right?
Yeah.
I think one of the ways for you is writing. You love writing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or exercise of any form helps with that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because you're just, you're not, you have to be in your physical body, so you're not like, you don't have to be on mentally as such. Mm-hmm. Or you do in this, in a way, but in a different way. It's more of a focused way.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, also different times where, like when I'm, when we're studying, we're researching and doing different things, I love that. Like that gives me inspiration. When we're like, we could be sitting in a cafe. Like I remember one of the last seminars we wrote, we sort of lock ourselves away. Either it's been down south or it's been, you know, in a space, either at my place or one time we were doing it at a cafe. We could have been there, like we could have stayed there till 2 o'clock in the morning and still been, because you're just in that flow state. I love that. I love being in that flow state with learning, inspiration, trying to figure out how to get a message across to different people in a new format. I just love
that. And then
that.
It clicks and you're like, and then it clicks. Okay, there it is, there it is. That's really good. That's
another way I think for us, what works well is being in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Like we talk and we create a lot when we're flying, don't we?
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, you're just not attached to everything else. You're out. It's like you have to sit there. There's you don't have, you've, there's only one place you're going. You don't have to be 50,000 places.
Yeah.
You know, in that time period, this is where you're going to be.
Yeah.
You're not on the ground. You're not being interrupted. You're just sitting there going, okay, well, let's think. Let's
basically
talk.
You're stuck with me, so you've got no other
nowhere else to run. You can't even change seats.
Oh, you can. Oh, and you then tune out to a movie then. But we do we do speak a lot when we're on planes and getting our inspiration.
Yeah.
Another one is I know you mentioned is getting your inspiration from you know, plant medicine, you know, in terms of we did a whole podcast on it, right?
Yeah. Well, but I think, you know, at least once a week I will intentionally smoke weed so that I can tune in. Do you know what I mean? And when I say intentionally, I stop and I will set my intention. And I don't, like, I couldn't smoke a big joint or anything like that. It's just like, just one blast is enough for me to just let go and set an intention. Okay, right now in me doing this, I want to be able to connect with my body. Right now in me doing this, I want to be able to connect with my wife. Right now in me doing this, I want to be able to connect with business. Right now I'm doing this, I want to be able to connect with something that's going to inspire me. So being able to do that with intention, that was something that I learned from a shaman, you know, because a lot of people use barbiturates, hallucinogenics, whatever you want to call it, to just go and blow themselves up, you know. So for me, I don't want to do that. I want to be able to go and actually calm down and see something from another perspective where my mind is not on.
Yeah, which doesn't mean that you're not connecting other times.
No, it's just
it just means
different
that you want to. You want to.
On.
I love the fact that you just go like this and turn. And still cough into the microphone.
Excuse me. It's just
when you talk, you come over here, and then when you cough, you come over here.
Listen, Joe Rogan has a cough button. Did you know that? We need to get a cough button.
Okay. Yeah, so it's not like
what do you mean?
Connect.
Oh, okay. We actually need to
I'm
get a...
No, I'm just ignoring that. Just carrying on.
He's amazing.
He is your little man crush infatuation
getting back to it. So I do that.
But it doesn't mean you can't connect. It's just a way that you can...
Yeah, of course not.
No, I know. I'm
just
making
a different,
clarification.
As I said, it's a different level of connection.
And so you can do that... so you choose to do that intentionally at times and that's a way you get...
Intentionally.
That's a way you get inspiration.
Yeah.
You said that you hang out with guys as well and have that real
connection,
male
to
male connection.
I hang out with groups of guys. So I have different groups of men that I hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's really important because it gives you a gauge of where you're at and where you're heading. You know, there's, I hang out with guys and there's times I'm like, okay, I'm glad I'm not, you know.
Shows you what you want to be.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm past there and I'm glad I can see where I want to be. You know, mm-hmm. I you know, it's a good gauge of where you want to be as a man. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And it shows me, okay, I need to work on this part of myself because mm-hmm. it's weird hanging out with men. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Especially with groups. Like, I've got my group of guys that we all just say whatever the fuck you want to say and do whatever you want. And nobody's mm-hmm. going to judge you. You're just having a laugh and you're just, mm-hmm. you know, you're outrageous, right? And then I've other groups of guys that you just can't be that with. But it's funny how you do be when you're with them. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
So you learn about yourself a lot. You know, when
we have a common interest. Like, it might be exercising, or it might be riding, or it might be, you know, it might be drinking beer. It might be cooking, but you have a different perspective on things, and it's you know, it's a good gauge because everybody sits there and we all do it amongst ourselves. I'm glad I'm not like that. And I'm, I'd really like to be like that more. And I know I need to be like that more. And I know perhaps I need to look at that part of myself from before and because I've ignored it and it's there and I need to sort it out. So it's a really, really good gauge of being able to see where you're at and see where you want to be. And I think as a man, I think that that's vital.
Very important.
Vital. As a person, you know, because I find support in every challenge. In lots of different ways.
But it is. It's support and challenge, right? It's not just one.
I'm just taking the piss because I can. I know. But yes, because it does. It supports and challenges you, and it makes you realize, okay, there's growth to be done. And men need to hang out with men.
Yeah, definitely.
And women need to hang out with women. Yeah. And men need to hang out with women, and women need to hang out with men, obviously. Yeah. But it's important. Man time for me now has become something that's very important to me.
Hang out with the kids. I said before about kids, but I haven't talked about talking with them. But I love hanging out with them. Like, I just you asked me to babysit. I won't babysit. No. I'll come and hang out with the kids, but I'm not just sitting there and it's not a thing. Do you know what I mean? I love spending time with kids, and it's really funny because I love it when they're your older kids now. Like now it's like I've got my nephew's 21. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, my, you know, it feels like ridiculous, but he's just so cool to hang out with. Do you know what I mean? And my niece as well. And then your kids, my brother's kids, like, it's just so cool to hang out with. Just I don't know. It, for me, it's like you can just – that's a way for me to let go, because I feel like I can just totally be myself. I feel like I can most totally be myself with kids.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to worry about anything. I love their honesty. Like, adults don't tell you the truth. Like, adults are just pussyfoot around it sometimes. Yeah. Kids are just direct. They're honest. I love that so much.
Love it so much.
Yeah. So for me, I get a lot of inspiration there.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you actively seek all of those things for inspiration, or do you think it's more of a natural thing that you gravitate towards those things?
I think at the moment, the way I'm seeing my life at the moment, I was saying it to you guys at the cafe today, I've something outside that I haven't quite got my eye on yet.
Yeah.
But there's something I want to move towards outside of my existing
sphere of influence
that I want to move towards that, and I think we should be moving towards that, and I'm quite happy with that journey now.
So it's now more conscious, like consciously seeking that inspiration. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. It's cool. I like that. That's a good little topic.
That's wild.
Do I inspire you?
You do, Mel. You do.
I was waiting for that.
And then the last one is.
Oh, dear.
Even if you live the most extraordinary life, there is always more to learn. This is why tens of thousands of people are using MJB Seminars techniques to hack their consciousness and bridge the gap from where they are to where they actually want to be.
MJB Seminars use cutting-edge transformational processes that are science-based and backed to help people break through subconscious barriers and limiting beliefs in order to reset, reboot, and live inspired. If you'd like to know more today, Google search MJB Seminars Bridge the Gap. Click on the first link and watch the video.
Now, for simply watching the video, you will also receive a complimentary coaching session with one of our master coaches valued at over $600 to help you get traction in your life today. Remember, live life inspired.